Apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hi, my name is Jonah.
And my name is Claire.
Together we make something called...
Yacht!
And we're not eating Dunkin' Donuts.
We're listening to Dunkin' Donuts.
We're feeling Dunkin' Donuts.
I'll say goodbye to all my sorrow and bye tomorrow. I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. I'm so tired of getting nowhere, seeing my prayers gone unanswered. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. Well, here I am, Lord, knocking at your back door. Ain't it wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be? For the first time I'll breathe free here in New York City. Say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. So tired of getting nowhere and seeing my prayers gone unanswered. City. Well, here I am, Lord, knocking at your back door. Ain't it wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be? For the first time, I'll breathe free here in New York City.
Let's watch the trees that twinkle twice. That was the sixth from their album Hyacinths and Thistles, featuring Claire Grogan. One of the many bands that Stephen Merritt is in, or that one of his many projects. He's also known for the Gothic Archies and some other things, but mainly the Magnetic Fields, whom I saw in Brooklyn earlier this week, which was stunning. It was a fantastic show. Lots of stuff off the new album, Realism, but then also lots of stuff by the Sixths and earlier Magnetic Fields things. It was glorious, as was getting to spend some time in New York. Saw Fanshawe there, which was fun. Went to lots of museums, ate lots of food, got a little bit sick, wanted to murder some children because of that. Lots of fun times. And at the top, we heard Harry Nilsson singing about New York City. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. Got home very late last night. Found that they've installed porta potties right next to my apartment building.
Oh man!
And there were a bunch of drunk people in hockey jerseys spilling out of them at midnight. And I don't know. Am I a grump? Because I love drinking. I love drunks. I love this country. I'm a proud Canadian. I love my city. I love all these things. But something about the combination of drunks in Canada apparel stumbling around on a Tuesday, just or
I would say
Wednesday.
It perpetuates a certain stereotype. Definitely.
Yeah, I don't know. Like yeah. So I'm still having been away from all the Olympic stuff and now getting right into it.
I think the saying, it begins with ho and ends with zur. You know what I mean? Like it's yeah, well, they're definite hosers last night out. I decided to meet. I had a friend in town who's here for the Olympics. And I thought he had to go to the GM Place game, the late one, the Russian-Slovak game. And it was my brilliant idea to meet him at the Cambie. Because I thought, well, I thought it was close enough to GM Place. Yeah. I wanted to go to the W2 thing afterwards and stuff like that. And I thought, oh, good, great meeting place. Mistake number one. yeah, it was a little out of control.
Yeah.
And I haven't been to the Cambie with a lineup in over 15 years, I think. You know,
wow.
And yeah, it's Gastown in general is just pretty crazy. And but I mean, it's the Olympics. What do you expect?
Yeah, exactly.
You
know, like, although I haven't been downtown in 2 weeks, so I have no idea what it's like down there. But
it's
now that I'm
crazy.
Back, I'm going to venture down.
Yeah,
there
you should. It's going to be pretty groovy. Laurie Anderson's in town tomorrow. That should be exciting.
Nice.
Yeah, just walk around the pavilions. It's neat.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
a lot of lineups and stuff like that.
Right.
But David Land Park is weird. They've stuck bricks all over the grass and stuff. Like, you know, they bricked
yeah.
it up.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Which is a smart idea because otherwise it probably would have turned into like a Woodstock mud utopia. If
like
you know
the
what I mean.
Colbert like, taping this morning.
Was that? Apparently it was pretty swampy yesterday.
I checked
yesterday.
It out for a bit. And it,
you did,
well, this
yeah.
morning, and it was just a soup.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but Colbert was on. He was very, very funny.
Who did he have on today?
A couple of snowboard cross people,
okay.
Olympians that I don't know about. But
did you hear about Ian Hanna-Massing?
No.
Oh, well, watch the show next week.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
He also had Ujjal Dosanjh for Better Know
Oh,
Riding.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Ujjal Dosanjh. Yeah, he was, yeah.
It well, got, he had him on today as well.
It got a little, you yeah. know what I mean? Like
when he asked him about the case thing? Yeah.
Well, yeah, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So
anyway, he was there today to say, in person, Ujjal was, so I guess they patched
cool.
things up. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Luke is sitting in with me right now.
Hey.
So on today's show, a bunch of different things, all kind of recent. We're going to hear some Gigi. How did they do in the charts?
They're doing just fine. They charted with us this week, and
excellent.
I know they're good friends of yours. The album's really good.
Yeah.
You know, that's more quality. That's Tom Lab, yes?
Yeah.
Tom more Lab, quality Tom Lab record
great
stuff.
Stuff. So we're going to hear something off of their new album, Maintenant, the song Dreams of Romance with Zach Pennington from the band Parenthetical Girls from Portland. And we're also going to hear Parenthetical Girls' new song. It's called Evelyn McHale. But before all that, we're going to kick some stuff off with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings from a new compilation called Daptone Gold. It is dynamite.
It is.
It is so good.
It
and Sharon Jones is a force of nature. So we're going to hear the song, I'm Not Gonna Cry.
We'll be right back.
unlike any I've had before. Feeling so low, cause I don't have you. I'm lying here on the floor with one eye on the door in case you show. Should have come as Robin Hood and done myself in with the arrow. Cause you never even once looked my way.
That was Parenthetical Girls with their song Evelyn McHale from the upcoming album Privilege Part 1. Before that, we heard Gigi and Sharon Jones. Speaking of girls, so many girls bands. Lots of girls, little girls, girls, lots of girls bands. Women bands, womankind, womanhood. So we're going to play a couple more girls bands. Little Girls are from Toronto. They have a cover of a brand new Beach House song. This was very quick turnaround on their part. The Beach House album Teen Dream, which is already vying for my favorite album of the year, came out about a month ago, a little less than that, and already Little Girls has a cover of the song 10 Mile Stereo. After that, we're going to hear U.S. Girls. And then we're going to hear some real, actual girls, not the name, but Fan Death, which is Dandy Wind and that other one, local dance band. Okay, let's do this. Here is Little Girls with their cover of Beach House's 10 Mile Stereo. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wait, let me. Artists. Okay. The Biltmore Cabaret and CITR present paper bag recording artists Woodhands with Topless Gay Love Techno Party. Topless Gay Love Techno Party. Topless Gay Love Techno. Topless Gay Love Techno Party. Okay, that's it. Let's do it. Biltmore Cabaret and CITR present paper bag recording artists Woodhands with Topless Gay Love Techno Party. Saturday, February 20th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Woodhands showcases their new LP, Remorse Capade. Heralded by British magazine Q as one of the 10 best new bands on earth, Woodhands is known for their vivid live performances, free of laptops or pre-recorded samples. That's Woodhands with Topless Gay Love Techno Party. Saturday, February 20th at the Biltmore Cabaret. This is an early show. Doors open at 8 p.m. Bands start at 8:30. Tickets at Zulu, Scratch, Red Cat Records, or online at www.ticketweb.ca.
That was Van Death with their song Cannibal from the EP A Coin for the Well. Before that, we heard US Girls from the album Go Grey, the song Red Ford Radio, and at the top, a cover of Beach House's 10 Mile Stereo by Little Girls featuring Andrew Wilson. Upcoming shows tonight, Bell Orchestra is playing with Brasternaut and Certain Breeds. That's at the Great Northern Way campus of UBC. I don't know, I think that's an Olympiad kind of thing. I don't know how to get into it, but I don't know, head down there, see what you can do. Tomorrow, Animal Bodies are playing with Petroleum Byproducts at the Astoria. Yacht is playing with Bobby Birdman and Fine Mist at the Biltmore. The next night, Woodhands are playing with Topless Gay Love Techno Party at the Biltmore. That's an early show, so get there around 9 if you want to make sure to catch everything. It'll be done by 11. The late show is Twin Crystals and Babe Rainbow because it's his DJ, his CD release party, album release party. That's late night at the Biltmore. On the 20th, listening party with Slam Dunk and Eek at Funky Winker Beans, and Rose Melberg's new band, Brave Irene, with the Luyas and Aunts and Uncles at the Western Front. Later in the week, Paulo Ghost and Rollmock are having their 7-inch release party. That's with Gross Christmas and Bad Fate at the Zoo Shop on Main Street. On the 27th, Taken by Trees plays with El Perro del Mar at the Biltmore. That same night, Crystal Castles is at Gossip. Foreignborn and Free Energy are at the Fortune Sound Club. And on the 28th, Headlights are playing with Blank Cinema at the Railway. A few more shows to announce. The March 5th is shaping up to be one of the busiest nights around. Cave Singers are going to be playing with Duchess and the Duke here at UBC. Chain and the Gang are playing with the Strange Boys and Cosmetics at the Media Club. Fan Death are playing with Little Boots at Venue. The Appleseed Cast is at the Media Club. And Apollo Ghost, Fine Mist, MT40, Coben, Fanshaw, Boogie Monster, and Japandroids. The Japandroids are going to have a DJ set, but they're all going to be at the Biltmore as a part of the Discorder fundraiser that happening that night. What a crazy night. I would go to at least 4 of those shows on any other night. Madness. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm about to play some Woodhands. They have this new album out called Remorse Capade. And we're going to hear the song CP24. And I'm going to press that button to play that album in 1 minute. But before I do that, I want to let you know that we have a few pairs of tickets to Woodhands tomorrow night at the, or Saturday night rather, at the Biltmore. So if you want some of those tickets, give me a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And I can give you 2 tickets to see Woodhands. What a deal. Thanks for listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Here are Woodhands.
We'll be right back. but you can't take it to the bank, and you can't take it back.
Vancouver 2010 Cultural Olympiad, presented by Bell, is thrilled to present a concert event for the ages. Hal Wilner's Neil Young Project, February 18th and 19th at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre. An all-star tribute to Canadian rock legend Neil Young, featuring Lou Reed, Ron Sexsmith, Iron and Wine, Joan as policewoman, and members of Broken Social Scene. Hal Wilner's Neil Young Project, February 18th and 19th. Tickets at 1-800-TICKETS and tickets.com. For more info, visit Vancouver2010.com/Culture Olympiad.
Yes, Neil Young, still alive, as is Gordon Lightfoot, despite the Twitter universe and the internet going crazy. Montreal Gazette, you have dead Gordon Lightfoot egg on your face. But yeah, Gordon Lightfoot, alive and well. He's alive. I heard he had some pneumonia or something, but yeah, he's okay. Just a few minutes left here on CITR, or on Dunkin' Donuts. Lots of CITR left. Marielle will be up with We All Fall Down, then Marie-Ève with The French Connection, and Robin with Ink Studs, and the... I don't know what else is happening, but lots of good stuff, so make sure to stay tuned. We're going to hear some local music right now. Phone Calls, they have a 7-inch out. It's called Give It Back. Let's listen to it here on CITR.
To the freaks, nerds, and geeks.
I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Put down your Dungeon Master's Guide and get ready for an hour of punk, metal, and garage rock.
Good afternoon. I am a HAL 9000 computer.
The Matrix is everywhere.
We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver.
You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
That was White Lung from a new compilation put out by Hockey Dad Records, the song Breaking Boxes. Before that, we heard Phone Calls from their new 7-inch. It's called Give It Back. Actually, we heard the song My Lullaby. Better change that. From the 7-inch, Give It Back. And I forgot to announce the songs that we played before, because I made a quick switch there. Switcheroo. We heard Surfer Blood. They have an album out called Astro Coast. The song Floating Vibes. Before that, Local Natives, who are coming to town pretty soon. Their album is called Gorilla Manor, and the song was called Airplanes. And at the top, we heard Woodhands with their song CP24. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at citr.ca. You can also see what I played if you want to know what the song names were and stuff like that. That's at duncansdonuts.wordpress.com. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to those of you who called in. And we're going to close things out today with a band called Hannah and Raven. They have a song on a compilation called In a Cloud, New Sounds from San Francisco. San Francisco, as I've said many times, has lots of great music right now. And we're going to hear the song Beehive from that compilation. Pretty little pop song. Be well. Hope to see you at, you know, one of the shows this weekend, you know. And hope we get through the next couple of weeks. All right, let's do this. Here is Beehive. Thanks for listening. There we go. One. Okay, bye.
Bye. When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.